Barb and I are enjoying quite the adventure on a Viking longship, Edom.
We've watched in amazement for the past week as Activities Director Angela Qureshi Aydin has been our fearless leader, keeping passengers organized, rounded up, and on time during our Viking cruise from Prague to Paris. Not an easy feat. Angela, we know you've got a big job, but if you can do it, describe in a nutshell what it is that you do.
Basically, what I do is I make sure that our guests, when they come on board the Viking Edom, that they have a fantastic experience on board as well as ashore. So I organize all the tours ashore for them. I make sure that the guides are there. I make sure that the buses are there, that the restaurants are informed, how many guests are coming. And on board, then I make sure I have a nice and fun program for them where I put in language classes, evening entertainments, lectures, and things like that. So I'm basically in charge of the whole guest experience with regards to the excursions and on board as well.
So you're like the hostess with the mostess.
Exactly. A job that
never ends.
At least a week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We also notice you have to manage a lot of different personalities and likes and demands, etc. How do you do that? I mean, is that difficult to always stay positive and upbeat
and nice?
And nice, and you have 200 people sort of asking you for things?
Yeah, you have, of course, a lot of different personalities you have to cope with, but you also have to understand that they're all here to have a good time, and you want to make sure that they have a fantastic time. So you try to actually make them happy, try to meet all their demands, try to assist them in any way you can to make sure that they have a really memorable experience of this trip. And it's actually, of course, sometimes you do have some guests when they don't have their best day that day, maybe because they didn't have a good night's sleep or because they're not feeling so well. But then you just have to put yourself into their shoes and think that one day maybe you will also feel like that. And then you would appreciate if you have somebody who's kind and compassionate to them. And then you just try to step back and see their side. And then you just try to make them just feel good and happy on board.
So that's how it works.
That is a great life lesson.
It
we
is.
Tried
I
to
like
raise
that.
Our children like that, remember?
Didn't always work.
Yes,
most
I know.
Of the time.
Most of the time.
Well, we really enjoy this whole international experience. And of course, being on board with so many different nationalities, it's fascinating because you learn so much. Tell us about where you're from and a little bit about your background.
Okay, I was born in Vienna, Austria. And my mother is from Vienna, and my father, he was originally born in India. He went to university in Austria. That's how he met my mom. I was born in Vienna. I grew up in Vienna. I went to school in Libya. Then I went
Wow.
to school in Pakistan because my father was a diplomat. And then I graduated from an American school in Pakistan, actually. I did my American high school year there. Then I went to university in Austria and in Spain. And then I, after that, I started working on ocean ships. I mean, I studied tourism and leisure time management at university. And I went to ocean ships, and I started working on ocean ships as an international hostess. And then I worked myself up as a cruise director and as a program director eventually for Viking. So I have about 17 years of ship experience, but only 2 years on river ships, 15 years on oceans.
Oh, wow. So, Angela, we understand you're married to a wonderful guy. How do you juggle it? How do you juggle your life on a cruise ship for many weeks to having a family life as well? Is that difficult?
Well, I do miss my husband, of course, and my husband also misses me. But I always make fun of it, and I say that's how a marriage stays alive, because we get a chance to miss each other. And when we see each other, we're much more happy with the time we have, and we take much more advantage of the time we have, and we try not to fight and just to have a good time. So, and sometimes it's good also to be separate, because then he can do his man things when I'm not there, like watch football with all his friends and do all the things which when he's with me, he doesn't do, because we do other things together. We travel together when we're together, or we like going out, watching movies, do sports together. So, yeah, it's a good balance. And when I work, it's very important for my job that I'm really focused on my job, and he would only be a distraction for me. So it's very good that I can focus 100% on my job, and I know he's there. And when I get off the ship, then I know I'll be with him during my vacation. And
well, we have an expression, distance makes the heart grow fonder. My mother used to always tell me that. You know what? She's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's just like a honeymoon all over again,
exactly.
Well, one thing we're dying to know is, with all these years of experience that you've had, have you ever lost anyone on a cruise? I mean, someone's kind of wandered off, or they haven't made it back. I noticed, you know, like today you were calling to make sure so-and-so on board, so-and-so on board, so-and-so on board. So what happens?
Once, of course, some guests missed the ship, and they missed the bus in Heidelberg, and then they had to take a taxi all the way from Heidelberg to Miltenberg, which was 180 euros.
Ooh.
So then I think they never were late again after that.
Yeah, you learn from your experience that way.
That's probably a good thing to preface.
Yeah,
those meetings. This is how much it costs to get from here to here.
Finally, Angela, you've certainly seen a lot of places with Viking, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about a few of your favorites?
A few favorite places I've seen with Viking, yeah? Or generally in the world?
Generally
in the world. Well, actually, I really, really, my favorite place in the whole world is Thailand.
Oh, yes.
I really love Thailand because I think that country has a lot to offer. It has amazing hospitality. It has very friendly and kind people. It has great food, fantastic shopping. It is, and it's affordable, and it's a great place for everybody. And it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or if you have little money, but you can afford to have a great vacation there. So I really love that about it, because it's so diverse and it has so much on offer. That's my favorite place. Then, of course, I believe that every single destination that we go to and every single city has something special. So wherever I go, I know, for example, if I go to one place, I know, I have to eat that over there because that's so great in that city and only in that city and not in another one. And I have, so that's the great thing of traveling, that you know where to go and what to do in what place. And I wouldn't say that I love one place more than another, but yeah, my preferred one is Thailand, as I said, but I love all the destinations.
And there's something to find somewhere, right?
And
yeah.
food. A great way to eat your way through these countries, which we are doing.
Which we are. We just hope our genes zip by the time we leave.
Well, I already don't, so. Okay. Well, Angela Qureshi-Aydin, an Uber Activities Director for Viking River Cruises, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes from your very busy day.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Hope we see you on another cruise.
I'm sure we will. And have a great day in Rüdesheim. We're about to arrive.
Yay! We can't wait. Another Christmas market.
And now it's time for us babes to give credit where credit is due.
Audio and technical guru Julio Gonzalez, who magically pulls it all together.
Webmaster wizard Gail Jane, who makes TwoBoomerBabes.com a fab place to visit.
Founding members of the Chicago chapter of the Two Boomer Babes Supper Club, Mike and Larry Israel, for your unfailing love and support.
Our husbands, daughters, family, and friends, even with smirks and eye rolls, who encourage us all the way.
And give us great material, often without knowing it.
Our moms and upstairs directors, Jane and Sally, who are cheering us on from their bridge game in the sky.
Our home away from home, Delmarva Public Radio. And to you, our listeners, for joining us each week and spurring us on.
Two Boomer Babes is a production of Two Boomer Babes Media in collaboration with Zymer Communications. We'll be right back.